Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
We appreciate you checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Drew Doherty alongside Rick Goslin of the Dallas Morning News. It's in 2010, Path to the Draft, sponsored by Fox Sports Houston. Rick, you're one of the best. I say you're the best in the business as far as being accurate and finding out the most about this draft year in, year out. So far at the combine, the defensive linemen, the offensive linemen have been through some of the skill position players. Let's talk about some of the guys on the interior of the offensive line. A name that pops out first for you that's just most impressive.
Well, Bruce Campbell, and he came in around a 4.78, and he's a physical specimen. He's, you know, like Jonathan Ogden a couple years back when he came through here. You know, this is as good an offensive tackle class as we've seen. And also, it's a very good defensive line class, very good cornerback class. I think you're going to see a lot of size going high in this draft, first 10, 20 picks, because this is the strength of this draft, and Bruce Campbell is, he'll do well.
What he did this weekend, did that move him up possibly?
Well, when you run that fast and you show yourself to be that athletic, you know, like I said, people are just formulating their boards now. You know, they've heard about these guys, they've seen them on tape, they want to get the actual heights, weights, speeds. And for Bruce Campbell to go out and throw a 4.78 down, I mean, this is a big, mobile, athletic player. I mean, you see most of these linemen will be, you know, running 5 seconds. To run a 4.78, that's impressive. You could play him at tight end.
Pretty amazing. Mikey Potty, the guard out of Idaho, has turned a lot of heads. What's your impression of him?
Well, coming from the caliber competition, it may be a year, but he's very much like Larry Allen, you know, just a freaky athletic guy. You know, there's just a tackle at Massachusetts, Vince Dukas, same thing. These guys are you know, coming from smaller programs, but they're just freaky athletic-y. They're going to go well in the draft, and they're going to be very good players. I mean, they may both be second-round draft picks, but, you know, once they figure out the NFL game and that higher-level competition, they could be very good players, much like Larry Allen coming out of Sonoma State.
Is it a matter of you could put them in at guard right away, and then once they learn the game, they move out to tackle, or they need to learn the game first before getting into play guard?
Well, Jonathan Ogden was a top three pick, and he played Israel. He made all rookie as guard, and then when there was an opening at left tackle, he moved out there, which was his natural position. You know, it doesn't hurt a guy to have that versatility. It helps him on draft day, the fact that he can play guard or tackle. And in case of Iapati, he can go either way. He's big enough to play inside, and he's quick enough to play on the outside. It's just a lot of teams are going to want him to have the luxury of having a swing guy like that.
In Lone Star State, a couple of interior linemen, not turning heads, but of note, I guess J.D. Walton, the Baylor center. What's he done lately, and what do you think he's looking at his draft prospect?
Well, centers traditionally don't go that high. There was a really good center draft last year where three of them went in the top 50 picks. But they're generally second-round draft picks. You know, you look for size, you look for the left tackles first, then guards, then centers. And he's a very impressed kid. I talked to him during the interview process, and he's gone up against Sue and McCoy. As a matter of fact, NFL teams ask him, you know, what tapes would you recommend looking at? And he said Nebraska and Oklahoma. Apparently, he did very well against those two players. He could be the first two picks of the draft. I think J.D. Walton's going to do very, very well in this draft.
Another guy who did decently against those two top-tier defensive linemen was Brandon Carter from Texas Tech. We saw the tattoos on the side of his head. We saw the face paint during the games, but he was a much more conservative dress here at the Combine. What sort of NFL future does he possibly have?
Well, you know, this is a job interview, and he came prepared for the job interview. I think he's got a pretty good future because, you know, Tech plays that funky offense, but there's a good history of Tech linemen in the NFL. There's four guys that have played in that Texas offense that are now in the NFL. I mean, you can look at Vasquez, who started all last year as a rookie for San Diego. You know, there's a history at that position. I mean, he's a guy, I think, that's going to come in and be able to play fairly quick. You know, the one thing you have to do in this league is pass block, and he's probably the most experienced pass blocker in his draft.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, Sue and McCoy are going to be gone by the time the Texans are picking, but what do you think of that group that includes Brian Price, Dan Williams, and maybe even Terrence Cody? Is he kind of farther out than the other two?
I think they're all ones. I remember the one year that Casey Hampton came out. He went on the 20th pick, and he was the eighth defensive lineman. I think that's what you're going to see this year. When in doubt, draft size, offense and defense. All those guys are going to go because you win in the trenches. You win with the big guys. And Cody, I think, is toward the back end of the first round. You know, I think McCoy and Sue are both special. You know, you're going to have some edge rushers. Sergio Kendall, these guys are going to do well. Everybody right now is looking for defensive linemen because you can't get them. You can't afford them. You don't want to go out and pay $100 million for an Albert Haynesworth. You have to, if you want good defensive linemen, you have to draft them, develop them, play them, and pay them. And teams realize that, and I think you're going to see a ton of defensive linemen drafted in this first round.
In the broader scope of things, what have you thought about the Texans' talent evaluation process over the last few years?
Oh, I love the draft last year. That was one A-plus I gave. You know, getting Brian Cushing where they got him, he's rookie of the year. He had the biggest impact of any rookie last season. You know, some of the later picks I liked. You know, I think McCain can be a good player, and Troy Nolan, I think, can be a good player. Now, the Texans are very close. I thought they were going to be in the mix last year. You know, they're knocking on the door now with these 9-7 finishes, and you know, you figure the Colts will take a step back, having lost the Super Bowl. You know, this may be the Texans' year. They need another good draft, and you know, I have confidence that Rick Smith can deliver.
Is running back, is corner, you know, what are the biggest needs you see, and not necessarily in the draft, but just overall on this football team?
Again, this team isn't that far off. You can never have enough pass rushers. I want to see Connor Barwin develop, but you know, cornerbacks. You have to draft these guys. Running, it's a great running back draft. You can get help there, so they'll find help.
The best in the business, Rick Goslin. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Drew.
Thank you.